Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Fulfillment day here, here, here. Day 7. Erev Tov. Yes, I. Good evening, good evening. Here, here, here. The Erev. Yes, some call it Good Friday. And to heal up those who are observant, according to Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, for them, this day right here, for the TJIF, thank Jah Rastafari. This day here is Good Friday. Going to get into what is the meaning of, is there meaning to Easter and how does it connect with Fasica, Ethiopian Fasica and Pesach. And seeing very interesting here, the alignment in the time between the Judaic, between the Judeo-Christian, Judeo-Coptic church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo church, the true church and the professing church, and even the Romanist church. We began off right here with Pesach this year in this season, April 15th, that was a Friday, and for the Romanists, the Roman Catholic and the daughter churches, the Protestant churches, that was Good Friday there. And the first day, the Sunday, that was Easter for the Western Gentile church. And now here at the fulfillment of Pesach, Fasica, Passover, here, 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 for we, the Black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah and Rastafari Israelites here, we come to this Friday from the 15th of April here to the 22nd, got announced right here, 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 the 23rd of April. We remember the birth and mark and note Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford, one of I and I first of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we could say the Black Jews, rabbis right here, here, here in that resurrection, looking at the roaring 20s and that early time period right there, here 100 years later. We seek to note right here his birth, I think it's 1877. Yeah, 1877. That is Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford. So more on Arnold Josiah Ford. Just pointing to I and I roots right here as we continue to pass over right here in the full fulfillment here, day 7 of the Chag HaMatzot, of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. So here, here, corresponding to TJIF, as we began out with Pesach in this season, with the Shabbat, the initiation of the Shabbat time. So a joy, joy, joy right here, here, here. Just giving an overview. And we also have the Torah, the Aliyot, the reading and feeding from HaTorah here for day 7. Have Exodus chapter 13, focus verses 17 to chapter 15, verse 26. And we have the fire key reading for the offering, words of I and I mouth, meditation of I and I heart. As Hosea says, bring for I and I words, clean hands, and, you know, purify hearts. Heal up also to Queen Makeda as well. There's a clean hands. Remember Psalm 24 right there, Psalm 24. Yes, I, daughter of Israel, has that tune and a video coming forward. Like to share some updates as well. But here in the prophet's reading here for this day 7, we have 2 Samuel chapter 22, focus verses 1 to 51. Dawid, David's victory. And that's a victory chant, the victory psalm right there, 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 that we also find as, is that psalm, Psalm 18 hovering? Yes. Well, we will get into that as we go forward, forward. Kadima, Kadima, La Netza, forward ever, forward to victory. Then in the Brit Chadash and the New Covenant or the Renewed Covenant reading, we have Revelation. Revelation chapter 15, the focus verses 1 to 4. Hopefully we get into the full of full right there, there, there. But here, 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 for this day and this eve, as we're approaching right here, the Shabbat, the eve of the Shabbat, and here for this TJIF, thank Jah Rastafari, it is Friday here, day 7 of the Feast, the Festival of Unleavened Bread, Chag HaMatzah, HaMatzot, yes, I. Jah Rastafari.
But passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. 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 One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. And settled in Ethiopia. And settled in Ethiopia. Settled in Ethiopia. Settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. but passed over their house,
but passed over their house,
but passed over their house,
passed over their
destruction to the Egyptians,
destruction to the Egyptians,
destruction to the Egyptians,
but passed over their houses.
So quickly did the Jews depart,
depart, depart.
One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve,
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 on Passover Eve, only for the 7 days of unleavened bread. Chag HaMatzot Sameach, Feast of Unleavened Bread. Joy, Sameach, rejoice. Yes, I. That's...
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari!
Jump!
Rastafari!
Jump!
Rastafari!
Isaac, praises, praises!
Thank Ja! Rastafari!
Jump!
Rastafari!
Jump!
Rastafari!
Jump!
Rastafari!
Yay, yay, yay!
Yay, yay, yay!
Like to share this, we shared this before, but a little aggregation, what they call it, crowdsourcing, no aggregation, resourcing right here, here, here. You know, the chants for the Shabbat, Psalms 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29. A little freestyle here, the Kabbad, Golden of Golden Beach meets King Tubby right here, Psalms of the Drums. The Sata version right here, here, here. A little freestyle. Tell me what you think about this right here. Here in the Hebrew, we ride up with the English, of course, but of course. But here for the Shabbat time and the special Shabbat here. Again.
עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו, היום ידי קולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום המסע במדבר, אשר נספוני אבותיכם, וחנוני גם ראו פעולי 40 שנה, עקוד בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבבהם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי באפי, אם יבואו נל מנוחתי. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, מסרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, וכל העמים מצוותיו, כי גדול אדוני מולד מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים, כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, עוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו, ול אדוני משפחות עמים, ול אדוני כבוד ועוז, ול אדוני כבוד שמו, זהו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ, נברו בגויים, אדוני מלאך, אף תיקון תבל בזימות, לדינמים במשרים, תשמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים לו, יעלוז שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני, תיבה, תיבה, נשפוט הארץ, נשפוט תבל בצדק, ועמים באמונתו. אדוני מלאך דגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט נכון תשרוף, אש לפניו תלך, ותלהט סביב צריו, העירו ברכב תבל, תתה ותחל הארץ הרים, כאדוני, נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ, הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו יבושו, כל עובד אפל, המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח, ציון, ותגדנה בנות יהודה, למען משפטיך, אדוני, כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, עוד נעלית על כל אלוהים, אוהבי אדוני. תינו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, יד רשעים יצילם, אור זרוע לצדיק, ולשרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני, ועודו לזכר קודשו. מזמור שירו לאדוני, שיר חדש כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו זרוע קודשו, הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו, זכר חסדו, אמונתו. לבית ישראל, ראו כל אבצי הארץ, את ישועת אלוהינו, הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, שפחו ורננו וזמרו, זמרו לאדוני וכמנו, וכמנו וכל זמרה, בחצות צירות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני, ירעם הים ונו, ובל ויושב ובח, נערות ימחה וכף יחד, הרים ירננו, לפני אדוני, תיבה, ישפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק, ועמים במשרים. אדוני מלאך, ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנו את הארץ, אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים, יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא ועוז מלך, משפט האל, אתה כוננת משרים, משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית רוממו, אדוני אלוהינו, נשתחוו לאדם רגליו, קדוש הוא משה ואהרון. וכהניו ושמואל וקורא שמו, קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, תמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן לעמו. אדוני אלוהינו, אתה עניתם, אין נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם רוממו. אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. מזמור לדוד, הבו לאדוני בנאלי, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, קול אדוני על המים, אל הכבוד ירעים, אדוני על מים רבים, קול אדוני בכוח. כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, ויקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסריון כמו בן רמים, כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש, כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחזוף יערות, ומהיכלו כולו אומר כבוד, אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום.
Because a lion can cry one time, a lion got the paw to paw you down. Do it to me. See your way, you see your way. Cause Tubby is really here to stay. He called the king of Tubby's gang, cause he's yo. And when I play it in a higher rank, I say, ha! Two bit of his I will be good. Sounds kinda real or shocking, I will say. But I tell you, when you feel the rhythm, you just got to stick with him. So people, when I tell it to you one time, you got to live it up and up and give it up. You gotta shake your shoulder one time. You skip and flip and dip your hip as I will play. Call the king of Tubby's gang and said to hold them, a Tubby's got to hold them. I'm gonna put you back in your bedroom. I'm gonna take out my yard broom. I'm gonna throw you to your tomb. You little me hear me say, so stay your way, you got to stay your way. Stay your way out of my way. Superhero when I say, the sound that leads the way of every day. So feel you coming down the one to me.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat
shalom.
Besma'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu
amlak,
ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besen bed
ken,
meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit,
Shalem.
On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay,
Vayekulu. 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 From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed in all their host. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Vayekulu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKola Tzva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayekulu HaShemayim veHaaretz veKola Tzva'am. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayekol Elohim Bayom HaShavi'i Me'elaketo Asher Asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayishavota bayom hashavi mikola melakato asher asa. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayavarek Elohim et yom hashavi vayakadesh oto ki voa shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath. That is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Ayrei Shan. It is first said in the Amidah at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home Kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayikulu, the Vayikulu, Vayikulu. And, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayikulu, 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 the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the He, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod He Wehe. The passage here, known as the Vayikulu, 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 and they were completed. Yom HaShishi. Vayikulu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaTzva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayikol Elohim VeYom HaShivi'i MeElaikato Asher Asa. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayishavota VeYom HaShivi'i MiKol HaMelaketo Asher Asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et Yom HaShivi'i VeYakadesh Oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et Yom HaShivi'i, and sanctified it. VeYakadesh Oto, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la isot 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 isot. Shabbat Shalom. 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 Shabbat Shalom.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Messiah, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up, push up the light of them, blaze up, blaze up the torch.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat.
Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him, Salam.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, also for the seventh day of the Unleavened Bread, Chag HaMatzot. We have Song of Songs, the Song of Songs of Solomon. Shir HaShirim is read. Very, very beautiful, Eitefil meditation connected with the Pesach, Passover time. So Song of Songs and the Haftarah and the Prophet's reading as well. Just announce that right here, as we're at day seven of the Unleavened Bread here in the Pesach, Passover season, corresponding with the Shabbat Eve, the Erev of Shabbat, and here this TJIF. So all rise, hear the standing prayer, Amidah, the Amidah standing prayer, Augustus Pablo, King Selassie I calling. Yes, sir. Hear.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remember the piety of the patriarchs and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessings, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessings, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
In your Torah. 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 In your Torah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is
doomed. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Jehovah when I call him Rastafari. Watch how weak I tremble, he then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how weak I tremble, he then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Fadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, lead us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Thank you. My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aretz. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth, the world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions.
exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba'shalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Also give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Foundation is in the whole of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Ethiopia.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Father. And son.
Father.
And son.
Father.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
And the earth shook. The mountain itself was moved by the presence of the Most High, who lived and reigned and ruled.
Walk the Most High, for I raise the high man this day. Proclaim it for those who would listen.
There's a sound in the air.
I don't hear. He that hath ears, let him hear. This day with our Father, I raise the high man. Yeah. Lord!
many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Evil, everything takes time. Evil.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips to 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 with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this speak to this speak to this speak.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin ka. Tatir Zerura, untangle our united fate. Kaver Arina Ta Amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver Arina Ta Amika. Zangaved, Zangaved, Zangaved. Tahereinu, Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaved, Zangaved, Zangaved. Tahereinu, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barchem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamleim. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, pity. Barchem, Barchem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamleim. May your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla one, in goodness, nahela edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida ge'eh le'ameka b'ne zokhreya Edushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Edushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu kavel. Accept our cries, Ushma'a, and hear our screams. Accept our cries, our shout outs, Shau'atenu, Kavir, Ushma'a, Yode'a, Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yode'a ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Yeah!
Test your knowledge.
What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects?
How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
Rastafari is Almighty. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings are from the country land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings are from the country land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings are from the country land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts.
Lecha dodi, likrati kala, bnei shabati anikabla. Lecha dodi, likrata kala, bnei shabata anikabla. Come, my friend, my lover, to meet the bride, to welcome HaShabbat, referred to as the bride. Lecha dodi, likrati kala, bnei shabati anikabla. I will welcome HaShabbat, welcome the Sabbath. Come, my friend, to meet the bride. Make I and I welcome the presence of the Sabbath. Lika dodi, likrati kala, pene shabati en nikabala. Shamoa we zakora vidivor echad. Hishmi anu el hama yuchad. Yeah. Echad da ushmo echad, Yahuwah echad ushmo echad, Adonai echad ushmo echad. Observe and remember the Sabbath day. The only El, true good, true God, cause us, cause I and I to hear in a single utterance. Shamor u'ezachor b'divur echad. Observe and remember. Shamor, observe, with zakor, and remember the Sabbath day. B'dibur echad, b'dibur echad. Guard and remember in a single utterance. Make I and I hear the special kind. Hishami anu el ham yuchad. Ishmyan, the only heir, true good, true God, cause I and I to hear in a single utterance. We have here in the Seder, in the Siddur, Yihya, for Chaja in the Seder. Chaja Echad, Ushmo Echad. Chaja is one, is the one. His name is one. Leshema Ula Tifa Ereta, with Lita Hila. To his renown,
and his glory and his praise. Lika dodi, lika dodi, likratika la bne shabati nekavala. Shamo we zakor be divur echad. Hishmi anu el ham yuchad. Ya ya ya, jaja echad. Adonai echad ushmo echada lishem ulatifa eretta we elita hila. Lika dodi likrati kala bne shabatia nikavala nikavala likrat shabat eliku we ne laka kia hia mekor habraka Mea Rosh Mik Adam Ne Suka Sofa Maese De Maheshava Te Khila. Come, make I and I go to meet the Sabbath, for it is a wellspring of Baraka, a blessing. Likrata Shabata Lekua with Nelka Kia Hia Mekora Habraka. From the beginning, from of old, it was ordained. May Rosh Mik Edem Nisukah. Last in production, first in thought. Sofa Ma'ese Bi Machishava Tichila. Lika dodi, likrati kala, pne shapati,
במזמור דוד זקנה עולה בשם האב אוהל ומנפס קדוס אהדו אמלך אמן קיבר לקהל וקיבר לתלסון קיבר בהיילים קיבר לתלמה והיילים אלה שעה רק לפה אי אג'אג'ה ויהו Ajaja we Yahweh, eh, send me salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send me salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jarastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul, Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send me salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Hey, them sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready. My name ready. My name ready.
Ready. Three times. Right? Three times in a year to all the males of Israel appear. Yes, I. In spirit and in truth here on the air and in the iron. Here we have Psalm 92. That was Psalm 92. And here Psalm 93 for the Kabbalat Shabbat for the welcoming of the Sabbath, corresponding here with the seventh day of Chag HaMatzot of Unleavened Bread. Right here, here, here. Psalm 93. Three Friday evening psalm to seal up the Kabbalat Shabbat right here, here, here.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta.
So here, 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 this brings us here to the Aliyot here for day seven of Unleavened Bread. And so here we have from the Torah, right, in the Trinity of Readings, we have the Torah reading, Exodus chapter 13. Verse 17 to chapter 15, verse 26, the fire key offering, Yisrael's fire offering, the word sound, Numbers chapter 28, verses 19 to 25, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading. We have 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 to 51, but also we have Song of Songs of Solomon, the Shir HaShirim, which is read during this time right here, during the Passover time. Let's be on the Shabbat of the Passover. So here for the TJIF, Passover Eve, we have the Song of Songs of Solomon in the Prophet or the Haftarah reading. And in the Brit Chadasha, the Hadish Kidan, the Adis Kidan, the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant reading, we have Revelation chapter 5, focus verses 1, 2, 4. So here, here, here. Before it here, Braka here, before the reading.
Baruch atah Adonai. Jah Rastafari.
Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu. Melech ha'olam, blessed are thee, the I, O sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam. Olam.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important, important?
Live by the Torah and the wicked are going to crumble. Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The second book of Moses, called Exodus, 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 Exodus. Chapter 13. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth, and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. The second book of Moses, called Exodus, 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 Exodus. Chapter 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot, and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians, than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left.
And the Egyptians pursued, and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Moses, 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 Moses. The second book of Moses, called Exodus, 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 Exodus. Chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, the floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them, I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchedst out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. And when they came to Merah, they could not drink of the waters of Merah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Merah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee, 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 healeth thee.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
of the Ten
and can elaborate on, and elaborate on.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Exodus chapter 15.
Perek Tet Vav.
Then sang Moshe and the children of Israel.
Az yashfir Moshe uvnei Israel.
This song to Yahweh. They uttered uttering.
Et hashira hazot ladonai vayomru lemor.
I shall sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed. Yes, triumph.
Ashir al Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and its charioteer he flung into the sea.
Sus verochevo rama bayam.
By fierce might and strength is Yah.
Ozi vezimrat Yah.
He has become deliverance for me.
Vayihili lishua.
This is my God, I honor him.
Ze eli ve'anvehu.
The God of my father, I exalt him.
Elohe avi va'aromemenu.
Yahweh is a man of war.
Adonai ish milhama.
Yahweh is his name.
Adonai shemu.
Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hurled into the sea.
Markevot paro vehelo yara vayam.
His choicest teams of three sank in the sea of reed.
Umifhar shalishav tubbe'u veyamsuf.
Oceans covered them.
Tehomot yechasiyumu.
They went down in the depths like a stone.
Yaredu v'imtzolot kemo aven.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, majestic in power.
Yeminecha Adonai ne'edari bakkoach.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, shattered the enemy.
Yeminecha Adonai tir'as oyev.
In your great triumph, you smashed your foes.
Uvrov ge'onecha taharos kamecha.
You sent forth your fury, consumed them like chaff.
Teshallach haronecha yochelem o katkash.
By the breath of your nostrils, the waters piled up.
Uvruach apecha ne'ermu mayim.
The gushing streams stood up like a dam.
Nitzevu chemoned nozilim.
The oceans congealed in the heart of the sea.
Kafeu tehomot belev yam.
Uttered the enemy.
Amar oyev.
I will pursue.
Erdof.
Overtake.
Ashig.
And apportion the plunder.
Ahalek shalal.
My greed will be filled on them. My sword I shall draw.
Arik harbi.
My hand, dispossess them.
Dorishemo yadi.
You blew with your breath, the sea covered them.
Nashafta veruhacha kisamo yam.
They plunged down like lead in majestic waters.
Salalu ka'oferet bemayim adirim.
Who is like you among the gods, O Yahweh?
Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai.
Who is like you, majestic among the holy ones?
Mi kamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh.
Feared one of praises.
Nora tehillot.
Doer of wonders.
Osefele.
You stretched out your right hand.
Natita yeminecha.
The underworld swallowed them.
Tivla'emo aretz.
You led in your faithfulness, your people redeemed.
Nahita v'chasdecha amzu ga'alta.
Guided in your fierce might to your holy pasture.
Nehalta v'ozzecha el neve kodshecha.
The peoples heard.
Shame'u ammim.
They shuddered.
Yirgazun.
Writhing seas, Philistia's settlers.
Hil ahaz yosheve pelashet.
And then, terrified, Edom's chieftain.
Az nivhalu allufe Edom.
Moab's rams, trembling, did seize them.
Ele Moab yohazemo ra'ad.
Then melted away all Canaan's settlers.
Namogu kol yosheve chenahan.
There fell upon them dread and anguish.
Tippol alehem emata vafahad.
Before your arm's greatness, they drew dumb like stone.
Bigdol zeroacha yiddemu ka'aven.
Until they crossed, your people, O Yahweh.
Ad ya'avor ammecha Adonai.
Until they crossed, the people you fashioned.
Ad ya'avor amzu kanita.
You brought them, you planted them, on the mount of your heritage.
Tevi'emo v'titta'emo behar nahalatecha.
Foundation of your seat, which you prepared, O Yahweh.
Machon leshivtecha fa'alta Adonai.
The holy shrine, O Lord, founded by your hand.
Mikdash Adonai konenu yadecha.
Let Yahweh be king for the ages, eternity.
Adonai nimloch le'olam va'ed.
For Pharaoh's horses came with chariots and riders into the sea.
Kiva shush paro verichvo parashav bayam.
But Yahweh turned back with these waters upon them.
Vayashev Adonai alehem et mehayam.
And the children of Israel went upon the dry land through the midst of the sea.
Uvnei Israel halechu vayabasha betoch hayam.
Now Miriam the prophetess, Aharon's sister, took a timbrel in her hand.
Vatikah Miriam hanevi'ah achot Aharon et hatof beyadah.
And all the women went out after her.
Vatetzena kol hanashim achareha.
With timbrels and with dancing.
Vetupim uvim olot.
Miriam chanted to them.
Vata'an lahem Miriam.
Sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed. Yes, triumph.
Shiru l'Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and the charioteer flung into the sea.
Sus v'rochevo rama bayam.
Moshe had Israel move on from the Sea of Reeds.
Vayasa'a Moshe et Israel mi yam suf.
And they went out to the wilderness of Shur.
Vayetze'u el midbar Shur, midbar Shur, midbar Shur, midbar Shur, midbar Shur, midbar Shur, midbar Shur.
Yes, Shirat Hayam, Shirat, the song Hayam of the Yam, the song of the sea, the Etra Bahir, the song of the Eritrean Sea, the song of the Red Sea, the Sea of Blue.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
here for the fire offering of Israel, the word sound power. Here, Numbers.
Chapter 28. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deal shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work.
May Hashem accept the fire offerings of Yisrael.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water.
Here for day 7 for the Shabbat. For day 7 we have Song of Songs of Solomon. Also the 2 Kings, that's the 2 Kings chapter 22, 1-51. I think that's the prayer of Dawid. Don't see it here on the board, but just take note. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1-51. But here appointed for the 7th day we have the Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs of Solomon. Now that's going to carry us over into the grace of the podcast. So just reminding ones and ones who are listening in the blog talk. The blog talk live streaming goes off after like first 2 hours, and then we have often the grace period, the extra hour at the top of the hour. So we have 12 minutes for those who are listening on the live stream, but can go to the YouTube, Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Yes. Call in, or call in 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. One can download the audible from Blog Talk or the video streaming from the Rastafari Israelites. I hear more right here. So here. Just give I and I a moment right here on the board. Just check with I and I co-laborers. Here. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Bless you, Bea.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire.
Yes. May Jehovah accept the fire offerings of Rastafari Israel.
Well, yeah. Children of Israel, take heed. And listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister. Or your enemy. There is the book of knowledge.
They say the other half has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Prince of Reggae Brown, Dennis Brown there with Children of Israel, right there, there, there. The tune went out at that part. There's the book of Daniel, Daniel, yes, I. We're in the fulfillment of that book. Yes, I, yes, I. Kadima, Kadima, Lanetzai. Yes, I, forward, forward, forward. Here, 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 we have the house.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech Haolam, Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim, Veratzach B'Debreihem, Hane'amarim Be'emet. Baruch Atah Adonai, Habocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Amen, amen. And stay tuned to today's daily psalm. Hopefully we have some time here, 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 going to the grace period. Right here, we got like 6 minutes, so call in or go to Rastafari Israelites. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 106, has a lot to do right here with the reason for the season, the Exodus theme. Something interesting about the psalm is that in the psalm, Joseph is not mentioned. I don't know if we have time to unpack that right there, 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 but here, 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 the Haftarah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 51. Vesa ma'aba wawa le mefasa kadus ahadu amlak. And David spake to Yahweh Puruku the words of this song in the day that Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Shaul. And he said, Yahweh Puruku is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the Elohim of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised, Buruku. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of wicked men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon Yahweh, Buruku. and cried to my Elohim, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire issat out of his mouth, devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. Yahweh Baruch Hu thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. In the channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered. At the rebuke of Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but Yahweh was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighteth in me. Yahweh Baruch Hu rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands have he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me. As for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore Yahweh have recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my Elohim have I leaped over a wall. As for El, his way is perfect, the word of Yahweh is tried, he is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is El save Yahweh, Baruch Hu? And who is a rock save our Elohim? El is my strength and power, higher, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hen's feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are all fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I may destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to Yahweh Baruch Hu, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be the head, the ras of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves to me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Yahweh liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the Elohim of the rock of my salvation. El, who avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies, thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to thee, O Yahweh Baruch Hu, among the heathen, and I will sing praises to thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. Give thanks, give thanks. The sound seems to have gone down very serious. Went into the grace.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Rastafari, for that offering. Second Samuel chapter 22 verses 1 to 51, and I think if I'm correct, I like the, you know, reference even in the English, you know, because we still use the Lord and the God points of reference right now, you know, from low degrees to high degrees, but proper insertion, you know, of, you know, the Yahweh, Yod Heh Weh Heh, and Elohim and the El. But yes, I apologies if once and once heard the sound go down that right at the end. That was when we had went from the live streaming into this great spirit of the podcast right here. All praises be to Ha'el, to the true good, the true God. Ha'el of the Trinity of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Now, with that psalm, of David right there, today's daily psalm is one of Hashir HaShirim, Song of Songs of Solomon. I'm going to ride up with Song of Songs of Solomon and touch on some of the basic interpretations thereof and how it applies to I and I. But here, let's give a first ear, just a plain read of Psalm 106, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, here at day 7, going into the Shabbat and the fulfillment, you know, the day 8, forward, the Shabbat Shalom. So here, today's daily psalm, first ear.
Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram, and a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgat God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen, and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise,
in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. From everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Vimru, and say Amen, Amen, I admit. Today's daily psalm, we have Mizmor Kof, Wow, Kof Vav, Kof Wow, Psalm CVI, Psalm 106. National infidelity, one of the themes of today's daily psalm is national infidelity. It's an interesting psalm, and here rising up in this season as well. Very, very interesting. Also, there's a connection of First Chronicles chapter 16, verses 34 to 36 as well. Don't have time to get into the full, but an overview right here. Agreement is general. That this psalm, today's chant, Isaiah's Mizmor, is a sequel to the preceding, to Psalm 105, composed by the same psalmist, or in the same school of the psalmist. After reviewing the early history of Yisrael of Israel, to demonstrate Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'elahim's faithfulness to his covenant, Berito, he makes another retrospect for the purpose of bringing into prominence, bigging up how constant had been Yisrael's disloyalty and the dire consequences, the curses, the consequences that ensued. Surely, never but in Yisrael has patriotism, this is a quote here that says, surely, never but in Israel, in Yisrael, has patriotism chosen a nation's sins, the nation's uckeries, falling short, forfeitures for the themes of song. Once again, surely never but in Israel, only in Israel, has patriotism, so to speak, chosen a nation's uckeries for the themes of Psalms. For the returned exiles, it was a salutary theme. Like salutations, greetings is a salutary theme because it emphasized the thought that the welfare, the shalom, the peace, the salam, the shalom of the people would be determined by their obedience, their shema, their hearing and obeying and feeling, jah, word, sound, and power, or disobedience or lo shema to Hilahim's will. Now here's a couple of notes, verse 1, verse 47 and 48. They are quoted in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34 to 36. Once again, verses 1, the opening verse, verse 47 and verse 48, they are quoted in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 34 to 36. Now, the interesting thing about Chronicles, if you read Chronicles and Kings and also Samuel, you'll find that certain similar narratives are somewhat different or slightly, that's not quite the same, but very similar, because Chronicles is written by the return, say, Yehudi Judeans, you know, the black Jews, we the black Jews coming out of Babylon, and we returned out of Babylon back to, you say, Judea, back to the land. So right there, just a little overview. Now we have Song of Songs of Solomon, which is has an interesting theme, a similar resonance. Before we ride up right there and give a here, let's just share right here the first part of the Midrash, the study. Hopefully this can bring out more of like a Rhema word, a right now word right here, in tune to season, the Chaka Matzot and the Pesach season right here and the Shabbat time. So here. First part of the Midrash. Midrash is the study on today's daily song. Yes, I.
Hi. Nifloteka ua machshirboteka eleinu. Many rabot. Many, 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 many. And here today's daily psalm. And here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's psalm, Mizmor Kof, 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 Mizmor Kof. And here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's psalm, Mizmor Kof, wow. Mizmor Kof Vav, Mizmor Kof, wow. Psalm 106, today's daily psalm. And here a Midrash, a study on Mizmor Kof, wow, Mizmor Kof Vav. Hallelujah. Hodu la Yahuwah, Kito, Ki Le'olam Chasto, Mi Yimalel Gvorot Yahuwah, Gvorot Yahuwah. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. Hodu. Give. Give thanks. Hodu. Give thanks, y'all. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. To Jehovah, to he who be, who he be. Ki tov, for good. Ki tov, for he is good. Hodu. La Yahuwah. Ki tov. Ki le'olam chasto. For his mercy endureth forever. Ki for le'olam forever. Ki le'olam chasto. For forever his mercy chasdo endureth forever. Mi yimalel gevrot Yahuwah. Yimalel. Who can express yimalel? Who can express gevurot, modern Hebrew gevurot, ancient pointing gevurot. Who can express geburot, the gebura, the mighties, the mighty acts? Geburot Yahuwah. Mi yimalel geburot Yahuwah. Who can express the mighty acts of Jehovah? Hallelujah. Hodu la Yahuwah kito, ki le'olam chasto. Mi yimalel geburot Yahuwah. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu she'amar hakatub, even in Psalm 40, verse 6. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us word, that are to I and I. Rabot asita ata Yahuwah hai. Nifloteka ua machshiboteka eleinu. Many, rabot. Many things, nuff, rabot, nuff, many things, rabot asita, many things the eye has done. Ata rabot asita. Ata, the eye, thee, speaking to he who be, who he be, you, the eye. Ata rabot asita. Ata Yahuwah Elohai. Ata, the eye, male. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be. Elohai, highly I. He who be, who he be. My power, my Elohim. My highly I, Elohai. Rabot asita. Ata, Yahuwah Elohai. Nifloteka ua machshepoteka eleinu. Even thy wondrous works. Nifloteka. Nifloteka. Nifloteka, thy wondrous works. Nifloteka. U machshevoteka. And thy thoughts. U and machshevoteka. 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 And thy thoughts. Thy machshevot. Thy chashav. Thy thoughts. Eleinu. Towards us. Towards I and I and I and I. What is meant by the words many? Rabot are thy wonderful works. Rabot. Nifloteka. Nifloteka. The eye, male, wondrous works. The eyes, niflot. Nifloteka. What is meant by the words rabot? Nifloteka. They mean that every day, thou, the eye, male, doest for us, for I and I, miracles and wonderful works and wonderful works of that no man knows. Then who does know? Thou, O Jehovah, Ata Yahuwah Elohai, highly I. Rav Eleazar ben Padat said, mark that it is written, even in Psalm 136, Hebraically, the fourth verse, it is written, to him who alone doeth great wonders. Le'ose nifloota gdolot levado. To him who alone, levado, libado. To him who alone doeth great wonders. Le'ose the doer, nifalaot, wonders, nifalaot. Gedolot, big, great, niflaot, gedolot, who doeth great wonders. Le ose niflaota gedolot, levado, 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 alone, ein, od, milvado, milvado, milvado. That is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the true power, alone, levado, knows, alone knows, alone he knows the great wonders he does. The latter verse in Psalm 136, Hebraically the 13th verse, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, Kof Lamed Vav, Psalm 136, the latter verse, verse 13, that reads, to him who divided the Red Sea in sunder, to him who divided the Yam Suf, the Etarabahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Eritrean in sunder, sea, the Eritrean in sunder, sea, the Eritrean in sunder, Le Gozer Yam Sufa Ligzarim, to him who divideth Le Gozer, le to gozer, to the divider, to him who divideth, le gozer, yam suf, the yam, the sea, suf of reeds, the Red Sea, le gozer yam suf, ligzarim, ligzarim, in sunder. This implies that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'el, giving of sustenance, is as great a wonder as the miracle at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Etarabahir, the Eritrean Sea. And here, Midrash note, right here, reference here in the Midrash to the previous Psalm, to Psalm 89, the second section, the second Perek, Psalm 89 and 2, right here, in the Midrash for today's daily song, where it says that the verse from Psalm 136, verse 13, to him who divided the Red Sea in sunder, le gozer yam sufa ligzarim, ligzarim, le gozer yam sufa ligzarim. That this right here, this implies that Ha'el alone knows the great wonders that he does, and implies that Ha'el gives sustenance. So the reference here to sustenance is to the previous Midrash on Psalm 89.2. Therefore, Al-Kain, therefore the giving of sustenance is as great a wonder as the miracle at the Yam Suf. It implies further that even as the world cannot exist without Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'el Elohim's giving of sustenance, so the world cannot exist without wonders and miracles. Without wonders and miracles, the world cannot exist. Here, 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 Midrash note, here on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Vav, Psalm 106. It implies further that even as the world, without wonders and miracles, thus we have the P.E., the printed edition, and Makiri. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, quote, as in Ha'el, the true good, the true God's giving of sustenance, it is possible for a man to go out of the world and not have had HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, do wonderful works and great deliverances for him? Is it possible? Is it possible for a man to go out of the world and not have had HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, do wonderful works and great deliverances for him? For example, a man is lying on his bed, and not far from him there's a snake. As the man starts to get up, the snake becomes aware of him. But as the man is about to put his feet down, the snake glides away from him. A man does not know how many such wonderful works HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, does for him. Who does know? According to Psalm 72, verse 18, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone doeth wondrous things. Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, Oseh Niflaot Levado. Blessed be Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, he who be, Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true power. Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, Elohei Yisrael, Oseh Niflaot Levado, who only doeth wondrous things. Oseh, he be the Oseh, the doer, Niflaot, of wonders, Levado, alone, Levado. Lamaze Levado, why alone? Is it conceivable that anyone else would be helping him to do wondrous things? Alone, levado, lebado. It means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, alone, levado, knows how many wondrous works he does every day. Hence, David said, according to the words of Psalm 40, verse 6, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works that thou, the I, hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us, word, to I and I, to I and I, I and I, I and I, I and I, I and I. Rabot asita ata Yahuwah Elohai, niflotecha u'machshavotecha eleinu. And of the words continuing, they cannot be reckoned up in order to thee, to the eye. They cannot be reckoned in order. Ein erok elecha. Ein erok elecha. Or another translation, there is none to be compared to thee, or often translated as, they cannot be reckoned up in order to thee, to the eye. Ein erok elecha. Rav Acha said, we can number neither thy wonderful works that thou, the I, Ata, doest, nor thy thoughts, nor can his glory be precisely reckoned. Consider an analogy of two men, one strong and the other weak. Is it possible for the weak man to recount the glorious deeds of the strong one? No, for he can have no understanding of the glorious deeds of the strong man. The strong man knows his own strength, and he can recount the glorious deeds of another strong man. Therefore, David asks, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Dawid asks, Mi Yimalel, Gevrot Yahuwah, who can express the mighty acts of Jehovah? Mi Yimalel, Gevrot Yahuwah, who? And Dawid and David answered, He who can show forth all his praise. Here, here, here. In today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Wow, Mizmor Kof Vav, Mizmor Kof Wow. Here, here, here. The bait, the second verse. Yashmiah, call Tehilato, or make all his praise to be heard, or translated elsewhere as, who can shew forth all his praise? Yashmiah, Yashmiah, to be heard, Yashmiah, call Tehilato, call all Tehilato, his praise, or make all his praise to be heard, elsewhere translated as, or show forth all his praise, Yashmiah, call Tehilato, over. Who can utter the mighty acts of Jehovah? Mi Yimalel Gevrot Yahuwah. Rav Shmuel Samuel said, Men like us, I and I, who are occupied with Torah, to the full extent of our obligation, to the full extent of I and I obligation. And here, here, a Midrash note right here, on Rav Shmuel Samuel's answer to the question in today's psalm, Mi Yimalel Gevrot Yahuwah, who can utter the mighty acts of Jehovah? Rav Shmuel said, Men, mandem, like I and I, men like us who are occupied with Torah to the full extent of our obligation. So here, 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 our obligation, the Midrash note right here, is to the question, Who can utter the mighty acts of Jehovah? Mi Yimalel Gevrot Yahuwah. Rav Shmuel replies, the one who makes all his praise to be heard. So Rav Shmuel is said to have responded with the next verse that reads, Yashmiah, call Tehilato. Yashmiah, call Tehilato. Which reads, the one who makes all his praise, Yashmiah, 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 to be Shama, to be heard, Yashmiah. That is, the one who occupies himself as Rav Shmuel and his companions do, with study and teaching of Torah, the only area of discourse in which the praise of Ha'el, the true God, the power, Ha'el Elohim, is adequately recorded. Through the psalmody of Scripture, and the wisdom of Torah, is man capable of appropriately describing Yahuwah, He who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem's mighty acts. A full description of that otherwise is beyond the capacity of unlettered men using their own stumbling words. And here, here also refer to the Midrash, the study notes on Psalm 19 and 2, reference to Psalm 19 and 2. Here, 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 who, me, Yimalel, can express, can utter, can praise, Mi Yimalel, Gevurot, Gevurot, the mighties, Yahuwah, the mighties of Jehovah. Mi Yimalel, Gevurot, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. Yashmiah, call Tehilato, Tehilato, Tehilato. He who, the one who makes all his praise to be heard. Yashmiah, call Tehilato, 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 Tehilato,
Wicked as a crumble, baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. And the wicked them trimble.
Another Targum, another interpretation Targum, of who can utter the mighty acts of Jehovah. Mi Yimalel Gevrot Yahuwah, Yahuwah. When Zophar, the Naamathites said to Eob, to Job, in Job chapter 11, verses 7 and 9, canst thou fathom the deep things of Elohim? The measure thereof is longer than the earth. He meant, quote, who can fathom the things in that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, reveals himself. Is it not said even in Job, Eob, chapter 11, verse 8, the things that are in the heights above, what canst thou make of them? And what is meant by the words, the things that are in the heights above, what canst thou make of them? They mean, can you tell how Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha-Elohim, made Ha-Shemayim and Ha-Kokavim, made the heavens and the stars? Not even Moses, who went up, who aliyed up into Shemayim, into heaven, to receive to Kabbalah, Ha-Torah, from Ha-Elohim's yad, from Elohim's hand, into his own yad, into his own hand, could fathom Shemayim's depth. Rav Huna Ha-Kohen, Rav Huna the priest, taught in the name of Rav Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah, who taught in the name of Rav Chia HaGadol, the great, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17. Then I beheld all the work of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God, that is, beheld Ha-Torah, beheld the Torah, as in the words, even from Shemot, from Exodus chapter 32, verse 16, quote, and the tables, the tablets, were the work, the walk of Ha-Elohim, and the tablets, the tables, were the work of the true good, the true God, the power, the true God, the power. Although some say that the end of the verse, even the verse in Ecclesiastes and Kohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17, that reads, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to find it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet he shall not be able to find it. This speaks of HaMashiach, the Messiah. HaMashiach, right, speaks of the Messiah, the wise man. In truth is Moshe, is Moses, the master of wise men, who, nevertheless, could not make out all the meaning of Torah. Who could not make out all the meaning of Torah? And who sang the praise of the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who sang the praise, the Isis, of the mighty acts of the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One? Baruch Hu. Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, who were told, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29, thine is the song. O Yisrael, who is like to thee? Who is like to the eye? Who is like to the eye? Who is like to the eye? Like and here, Midrash note right here, the Midrash note connected with the quote from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. Thine is the song, O Israel, who is like to the eye? The eye, the eye.
Ashrecha Yisrael mi chamocha.
Happy art thou, O Yisrael. Ashrecha Yisrael. Who is like to thee, to the eye? Mi kamoka. Ashreka Yisrael. Mi kamoka. Mi kamoka. Mi kamoka. The Midrash note here, deriving Ashreka. Happy art thou from Shir. Shir. The Hebrew Shir is song. Thus, deriving Ashreka. Happy art thou from Shir. Shir, song. Hear. And who sang the praise, the Isis of the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amo Yisrael, who were told, Ashreka Yisrael, mi kamoka,
who,
Yisrael, thine is the song. So Ashreka, which is often translated and maybe translated as happy art thou, here in the Midrash, deriving the root Ashreka from Shir. Thus, Ashreka, thine is the song, Ashreka Yisrael, mi chamocha, who is like to the eye. Again, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Vav, Psalm 106, Hebraically, the Gamel, the third verse that reads, they who sing are they that keep justice.
that do righteousness at all times, at all hours. They who sing are they that keep justice and that do righteousness at all times, that do righteousness at all hours. All hours. All hours. Ashrei shomrei mishpata osei tzedaka b'chol eit. Happy are they that keep justice, that do righteousness at all times. Ashrei shomrei mishpat. Ashrei. Here in the Midrash, being interpreted as they who sing. Ashrei, deriving ashrei from shir, from song. Thus, ashrei shomrei mishpat. They who sing are they that keep justice, are the shomrei mishpat, are those who hedge about mishpat, justice, that do righteousness at all times, or say tzedakah, that do tzedakah, or say tzedakah v'chol eit, at all hours. They being the Bnei Yisrael, being the sons, the children of Israel, as is evident from the words spoken of Abraham, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, where it reads, I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice. Here, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, I have known him, what was spoken of Abraham, I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice.
Where shamru derekta Yahuwah la esotatz edaka u mishpat.
How came Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, to sing the praise, the Isis, of his mighty acts? When they went forth Mizraim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, did wonders for them by dividing the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, for them, and bringing them across it onto dry land. The ministering angels came to sing praises, Isis, the HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let them, as is said even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 20, where it reads, and the one came not near the other all the night. And the one came not near the other all the night.
The one,
clearly referring to HaMelakim, to the angels, and to their singing of praise of Isis, as in the verse, even the verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, that reads, and one called to the other and said, Kadosh, 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 Yahuwah Tzevaot, holy, 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 Ila, Ila, Ila is Jehovah of Tzevaot, of armies, of hosts. The whole earth is full of Kavodo, of Kabodo, of His glory, of His glory,
instead,
of His glory.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, make Moshe
and the Bnei Yisrael and the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, sing praises, sing Isis to I. As is said even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, that reads, then let Moses and the children of Israel sing. It is not written, quote, then sang Moses, but rather, then let Moses, then allow Moses, then let Moshe sing. As though a man was saying to his fellow, let make so-and-so sing first.
As Yashir Moshe, U Avnei Yisrael, Et Hashera Hazot La Yahuwah.
Then let Moses sing. Az Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael et HaShera HaZot LaYahuwah. Then let Moses and the children of Israel sing this song to Jehovah, to He who be, who He be. Who is like to the eye, O Lord, among the mighty,
among the mighty,
among the fearful in praises, dreadful in eyes,
eyes.
Hear, hear, Shemot, hear, hear, Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Mia kamoka ba elim Yahuwah. Who is like to the eye? Mi kamoka, mi kamoka, mi kamoka. Who is like unto the eye? Ba elim. Among the Elim, the mighty ones, Yahuwah, oh, Jehovah, Nora, Tehilot, Nora, Tehilot, fearful, dreadful, Nora, dreadful, Tehilot, dreadful eyes, dreadful in praises, fearful to say, dreadful in praises, Nora, Tehilot, Ose, Fele, doing wonders.
Doing wonders.
Doing wonders. Doing. What is meant by fearful in praises? What is meant by Nora Tehilot? Nora Tehilot. Fearful in praises, dreadful in eyes. Rav Yudan said, it means thy, the eye, fearfulness, dreadfulness, transcends all praises, all Tehilot, all eyes that can be uttered of thee, of the eye, male. A mortal melech, a mortal king, a mortal negus, when he enters a city, may be praised, eyes, that he is rich or strong, though he is often weak. Or he may be praised, eyes, that he is merciful, though he is often cruel. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, the Sanctified One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, it is not so. For beyond the reach of anything a man says in praise of him is that within him that is ineffable, unutterable. His fearfulness, his dreadfulness transcends all the praise, all the eyes, you, the eye, and I can utter of him. David said, as they praise the eye in this world, so will they praise eyes as the eye in the Olam Haba, in the world to come.
In the world to come.
In the world. This shall be written for the generation to come, and a people that shall be created shall praise Yah, shall praise Jah.
Praise Jah. Praise
Jah. Hear, 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 Psalm 102. Hear Psalm 102, Hebraically, the 19th verse that reads, this shall be written for the generation to come, and a people that shall be created shall praise the Lord, shall praise,
shall
praise, shall praise, shall praise.
Tikatev
zota ledor achron, the ama nivra, yehalel yah. This shall be written for the generation to come. Tikatev, 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 to be written. Tikatev zot, zot, this. Tikatev zot. Ledor, for the generation, Acheron. Acheron can mean to come, or by implication, the last generation. The last generation.
The last generation.
The last in the last day.
Tikatev
zota ledor Acheron. Ve'am nivra. And a people, ve'am, am, a people, nivra, nivra. A people created, a people to be created. Ve'am nivra. Ve'am nivra. Yehalel, ya. Yehalel, Yah, shall praise, shall Isaac, Yehalel, Yah, shall praise, Yah, shall praise, Jah. Hear, 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 the Hebrew Yah, the designation that's frequently used in the Sefer Tehillim, frequently used in the Psalms, in the Psalms for Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as Yisrael, as Israel's Savior.
Tikatev
zota ledor achron ve'am nivra yehalel yah,
yehalel yah,
yehalel yah. And we, and I says the I, and we praise thee. Hear, 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 even in the words of Psalm 79, Hebraically the 13th verse, Psalm 79, 13. So we that are thy people and the flock of thy pasture will give thee the I thanks, young for eyes is for Iver. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise, of thy eyes, to all generations.
Generation, generation, generation.
Vanachnu amecha v'tzona maritecha. Node lecha le'olam, ledor vador, ne'esapir tehilatecha. So we, so I and I, wa anachnu, 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 I and I, wa and
Anachnu, and I and I. Wanachnu, Amecha. Wanachnu, Amecha. Ameka, the I people, with Tzon Mariteka, and the flock, the Tzon, with Tzon Mariteka, and the flock of thy pasture. Nodeh, Nodeh, will give, we will give thanks, Leka, Nodeh Lecha, Nodeh Leka Le'olam. We will give thee thanks,
thee thanks, thee thanks,
forever, forever. Nodeh Leka Le'olam. Ledor Vador Nisapir Tehilatecha, Tehilatecha. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise, thy eyes is to all generations. Le for dor, a generation, vador, wa dor, and a generation. Le dor vador, ledor vador, nisapir, nisapir to tell, to account, to tell, nisapir, nisapir, tehilatecha, tehilatecha, the eyes. Tehillah,
I eyes.
Wanachnu ameka with son mariteka. Nodel leka leolam. Lidor wador nisaper tehilateka.
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 Tell of thy praises. Tell of thy eyes. That is Yisrael, I and I, Yisrael's appointed and anointed mission. Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. Iliverance will evoke Isis, invoke Isis, thanks and praise. And instead of the sad, sad succession of sin, of uckery, and suffering from generation to generation, the solidarity of the nation will be more happily expressed by ringing, singing, and ringing, and singing tones and songs, by ringing songs transmitted from father to son, and gathering volume, pumping up the volume as they and I flow from age to age. Wanachnu amecha witzon mariteka. Nodel leka leolam. Ledor wador nisaper tehilateka. Tell of thy eyes is who will help I and I.
Help I and I.
Praise.
Joy. 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 Joy.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik HaHadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Ata yaholi kolo ala Rastafari kalinim ja 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 ja.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan renewed covenant reading for Feast of Unleavened Bread Chag HaMatzot, coming from the Book of Revelation chapter 15 verse 1 through 4. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Revelation, chapter 15. The Seven Vials. Vision of the angels of the seven last plagues. The bowls of the wrath of Elohim. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Waera ot acher bashemaim gadol v'nifla shba malakim nosim et shba hamakot ha'acharonot ki bahen kala za'am Elohim. Waera kiyam zikokit balul ba'ish ואת המתגברים על החיה ועל צלמה ועל טאווה ועל מספר שמה עומדים על ים הזקוקית וכנורות אלוהים בידיהם וישירו את שירת משה עבד אלוהים ושירת הסה למור גדולים מעשיך ונפלאים יאו אלוהים צבאות צדק ואמת דרכך מלך הקדושים. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of Elohim. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of Elohim. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of Elohim, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Yahweh Elohim Tzevaot, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Khaile Salase, by Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos,
Yes, 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 yes. It's a song of songs of Solomon. Hopefully, it's a couple of minutes, brothers and sisters. I them can just give ear, but here for that reading from Revelation right there, and connection here, the Revelation reading, Song of Moses, and this tune, this is a part of this tune right here.
Call me, I'm listening, you know, and I want them to know the place. Call me, yeah, earthquake and for me, listen to the guest of Utah warning, hey, one and hey. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in at the end. Bigger judgment, be a boy who tried to catch his men. Touch not the laws and I did not do a sentiment, the Amazon. You could have experienced your firstborn life, it's hey. Just like Pharaoh, when them never did what he listened. And just to let my people go, the boy just never come free. And alright then, holy public sin and your judgment. And right now the judgment multiply 7 times 7.
Yes, 7 by 7. So a song of songs of Solomon for the Shabbat of Pesach, of Passover. Here, the seventh day going into the eighth day, the Shabbat day, Shabbat Shalom. Here. Song of songs of Solomon, Shir HaSharim of Shlomo. It's this overview right here. Nowhere in Scripture does the unspiritual mind tread upon ground so mysterious and incomprehensible as in this book, Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs. While the saintliest men and women of the ages have found it a source or at least a resource of pure and exquisite delight, that the love of the divine bridegroom should follow all the analogies of the marriage relation seems only evil only to the mind so debased, the carnal mind, and I want no carnal mind so debased that marital desire itself seems to them unholy. The interpretation here in Shir HaShirim is twofold. Primarily, the book is the expression of the heart, heartica of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of He who be, who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, toward Yisrael, Israel, the earth wife. Hosea referred to Hosea chapter 2, verses 1 to 23. Now repudiated, but yet to be restored. And yet not Yisrael, the nation, but the remnant. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 21. The spiritual, the ieretical Israel, the Israel within Israel, the spiritual ieretical Yisrael within Yisrael. See the Epistle to the Romans chapter 9, verses 6 to 8. The secondary and larger interpretation, Targum, is of HaMashiach, of the Messiah, Christos, Habain, the Son, and his heavenly bride, the called out, the Kehillah, the Kahala, the called out assembly, the true church and the professing church. Yes, the Kehillah, even that church in the wilderness. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. So in this sense, the book has six divisions. First part right here, the bride seen. The bride is seen. Interesting how for the Kabbalat Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Sabbath is seen as a bride among the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, how the Shabbat is seen as a woman, like a mother that intercedes for her children. So that theme of the bride right here. Shir HaShirim, the first part, the bride, Kala, seen in restful communion with the bridegroom. In chapter 1, right to chapter 2, verse 7. Secondarily, there's a lapse and a restoration in Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 8 to chapter 3, verse 5. Thirdly, the joy of fellowship, Chavruta, the joy of the fellowship, the Chavri. Song of Songs, chapter 3, verses 6 to chapter 5, verse 1. The fourth part is separation of interests between the bride and the bridegroom, separation of interest. The bride, the Kala, she is satisfied. The bridegroom, HaMashiach, is toiling, laboring for others, that labor of love. Chapter 5, verse 2 to verse 5. The fifth part is the Kala, the bride, seeking and witnessing. Now the bride seeking and witnessing. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verses 6 to chapter 6, verse 3. And sixthly, the sixth part right here, is the fulfillment, unbroken communion. Chapter 6, verse 4 to chapter verse 14. Now, Song of Songs usually, it's like a marriage. It's said to be a marriage chant and reasonment between a married couple. Also applies with Jehovah and Yisrael, Moshiach and Yisrael. Christ in the church, here. Yes, Shabbat Shalom, send the salam. Hopefully we have some time to go in a midrash on this right here. And also from saying the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, there's like a call and a response. So it's like a man and a woman. Some interpret this as Shlomo HaMelech and Malka Machida and Queen Makeda, the Queen of Sheba. Yes? So right here, for your ear, here, Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam, Shabbat Shalom.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version, read by Alexander Scorby. The Song of Solomon, Chapter 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. My beloved is unto me as a cluster of campfire in the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, yea, pleasant. Also our bed is green. The beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters of fir. Chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon, and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his, he feedeth among the lilies. Until the day break, and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Chapter 3. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now, and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go, until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roes and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness, like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? Behold his bed, which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon, with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals, and in the day of the gladness of his heart. chapter 4. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which came up from the washing, whereof every one bare twins, and none is barren among them. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. Thy neck is like the Tower of David, builded for an armory, whereon there hang a thousand bucklers, or shields of mighty men. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins, which feed among the lilies. Until the day break, and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh, and to the hill of frankincense. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinar and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes, with one chain of thy neck. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices. Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates, with pleasant fruits, campfire, with spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes with all the chief spices. A fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden, and eat his pleasant fruits. Chapter 5. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me, they wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold, his locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers, his lips like lilies dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with the beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Chapter 6. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him there? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of a pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. There are 80 queens, and 80 concubines, and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. For ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadib. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamite? As it were the company of two armies. Chapter 7. How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter! The joints of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning workman. Thy navel is like a round goblet which wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like an heap of wheat set about with lilies. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Thy neck is as a tower of ivory. Thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon by the gate of Bathrabim. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon which looketh toward Damascus. Thine head upon thee is like Carmel, and the hair of thine head like purple. The king is held in the galleries. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights! This thy stature is like to a palm tree, and thy breasts to clusters of grapes. I said, I will go up to the palm tree, I will take hold of the boughs thereof. Now also thy breasts shall be as clusters of the vine, and the smell of thy nose like apples, and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field, let us lodge in the villages, let us get up early to the vineyards, let us see if the vine flourish, whether the tender grape appear and the pomegranates bud forth. There will I give thee my loves. The mandrakes give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. Chapter 8. Oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked the breasts of my mother! When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee, yea, I should not be despised. I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house, who would instruct me. I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranate. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up nor awake my love until he please. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. We have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver, and if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Haman. He let out the vineyard unto keepers. Every one for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000,